Welcome to the Live on Purpose Power to Heal podcast. I'm Sonia Lin. I'm a life transformational coach, a breathwork practitioner, energy healing practitioner, and spiritual wedding officiant. And today's topic is called Adventure Awaits. And it doesn't always feel like that in the chaos or uncertainty, but the more uncertainty we can live without, the more we can embrace the adventure and the discovery, the exploration that comes with the unknown and transcend those feelings of anxiety, discomfort in not knowing, and really learn to, like I said, embrace that and transcend that into excitement and opportunity to really dive in to something even greater that can come that doesn't mean change or uncertainty is bad, but possibly even open up doors and opportunities and experiences greater than you had ever imagined. So the next adventure may be inward. Maybe you're already on that inward journey of the beauty that starts within. And no matter where you are on your healing journey back to whole and feeling content and complete, no matter what situation life experiences you're having, you're right where you're meant to be. And uncertainty can bring up a lot of past traumas in people. This chaos can create havoc on our system, our sympathetic nervous system, really take a toll on our adrenal glands and have just intense stress on our bodies. I know it sure did for me. I was stuck in my head. I was always fearing the worst. Didn't know I could handle anything that would come my way. And I was really addicted to certainty. I really was not able to embrace it and trust the process and enjoy the journey back when, it felt like the floor had just fallen out beneath me. And I used to be stuck in that victim state, not able to take responsibility. It was, I thought it was protecting me from having to do so and looking for someone to rescue me. And that's a trauma response. So you don't want to be looking, for someone else to rescue you, which is really enabling. A lot of helpers, it's actually enabling and, doing for us or others what people can do for themselves. So learning how to meet our own needs, because some of us were not taught that, and learning that self-care, that it is essential, it's not selfish, and redefining what leadership and self-care is for you, that it doesn't just, mean just about you, but it's choosing you as well and keeping your cup full to be able to go out and serve and live on purpose, whatever your current or next purpose is, to serve for yourself, for your loved ones, for humanity. And when we stop feeling victim to, in the sense that, questioning why are these things happening to us or whatever life situation is, rather asking yourself, You know, so whatever loss or grief or hardship that you're going through, shifting that script to asking, what is your next step? So if it feels like, you know, there's this loss of control and you're focusing on things that aren't in your control, it's bringing that awareness back to what is in your control and what is that next step. So victimhood, you know, this is wounded energy. It's a wounded female energy, and it's a false sense of power. So just like with the male, and we have a combination of both, and on my website you can go and see, if you haven't heard in other episodes, me talking about wounded energy and healthy natural energies, both female and male. And, you know, all of these labels that are put on as far as, you know, codependency and narcissism and, you know, covert narcissism or whatever, all of these labels, they limit us, and it's not who we are, but it's wounded energy. So looking at, you know, back to whole is healthy energy. There's no lack there, and we're coming from our natural state. So looking at, you know, what areas need healing, and are you attracting and continuing cycles in family or relationships, you know, intimate partners, you know, rather than asking, you know, yourself why, you know, does this keep happening to you? It's what can you do next? Because we're all energy. Everything is energy, and like attracts energy. So wounded energy is going to attract more wounded energy, and healthy energy is going to attract more healthy energy. And I don't want to go too much into that topic, because this is really talking about adventure awaits you. So what is it to discover? What is the next adventure for yourself when you let go of certainty or you know, hanging on to that that need for certainty and learning to embrace, create new experiences of uncertainty. So whether that adventure is investing in yourself and working with someone, a one-on-one partnership to really explore, or maybe it's going in and traveling and doing some type of adventure or hike or something on your own. So it's really taking you to your edge of your next step of what, you know, wherever you are in your comfort zone, and just, you know, you don't have to be thrown into the deep end if you've never traveled by yourself before. You know, you don't have to travel across the world. But just what is that next step that you can do that is a little bit out of the comfort zone? And that's where you grow. That's where the adventure and freedom that you want awaits. It's on the other side of that fear, like I talked about when I just, you know, was in fear and making fear-based decisions. And whatever it is, whatever it comes up, you know, thinking you can't afford something, or you know, in a relationship, the fear of rejection, or just, you know, I've heard the fear of, you know, having to live in a car, or the fear of rejection. So whatever it is for yourself that, you know, fear is coming up for you, you know, what would you do? What would you do if money wasn't an option or an obstacle? What would you do if you gave yourself permission to fail, or if you knew that you couldn't? So it's only when you risk failure that you really begin to discover things. And there's risks in life all the time. Everything is. There's, you know, the only constant is change. And there's a risk when we get, you know, in a car and we drive. There's a risk we step outside and there's icicles, and, you know, there's so many things in life that can happen that are beautiful experiences. So where is the focus? Is the focus on all the adventure and opportunities and what you want to try in this lifetime, where you want to go, what you want to experience? Or is it on the fears and all the what ifs that could happen, like the worst case scenario, like I talked about after my divorce? And, you know, the mind gets in the way. So don't believe all of those thoughts, because the majority of them are not true. So a few things to kind of, you know, shift away from the certainty to embracing the adventure, the excitement in uncertainty, to be able to free yourself, is acceptance, right? Not resisting change, being able to accept and to surrender what is. I just lost my train of thought. You know, letting go of that victimhood, right? That thought process, like I was talking about, of what, you know, what is it that you can do? So letting go of focusing on what you can't control, because that need for certainty is, you know, need to feel safe for some of us, or secure, or comfort. These are a lot of key words with that. And control, when we try to control things to feel safe, it doesn't create a sense of safety. It's a false sense of safety. So really feeling safe is when we learn to let go of the control, to then create new experiences in our life, to rewire our past programming, and to be able to embrace and enjoy the next adventure on your journey, wherever that is for you. So whether it's, you know, trying something new, whether it's in career, or, you know, getting yourself back out there as far as in a relationship, you know, something that you've always wanted to try, go learn something new, a new lesson. You know, the fun and adventure is waiting for you. All of that freedom, all of that joy is on the other side of fear. So, you know, just to reiterate, don't resist. So really getting into the practice of observing what your thoughts are and what is it that you're resisting. There's challenging times, there's no doubt. There's painful times, there's hard times for all of us. But resisting doesn't help you shift or to learn or to grow or to feel better. So it really comes with practicing that acceptance and checking in with yourself of what is that next step? What is it that is in your control, to begin to surrender into what is? And that doesn't mean you're not going to feel frustrated, upset, disappointed, sad about things. No one has had life turn out exactly how we thought. But that victim or blame keeps us stuck in that that safe problem, right? It keeps us safe not having to take personal responsibility or do something different to put us in a better position to move forward. So accepting, you know, doesn't mean tolerating poor, unhealthy behavior, like I was talking about different, you know, wounded energy. So not saying that you have to accept things that, you know, to stay the same, but accepting in the moment and being able to realize when you shift yourself out of, you know, blaming or feeling victim to, knowing that there's other resources and other perspectives to look at, to see things with opportunity and a different lens to be able to begin to get excited about what is possible and know that we're all creators. So we do have that choice to be able to create in our life. You know, the question is, what is it that we're creating? So, you know, just to say again, investing in yourself, finding ways to comfort yourself. You know, we talked about stepping outside of the comfort zone and coming to your edge, wherever that is, but also learning how to comfort yourself and meet own needs where you're not looking for someone to rescue you. So whether there was neglect, you know, as a childhood, not learning how to meet your own needs, it's learning that instead of whatever the vice is of, you know, junk food or social media or substance, to soothe, you know, the distressed nerves, that we can build up this self-care list for ourselves to seek some comfort and meet our needs in healthier ways. So we all want adventure. We all want excitement. But how is that being met? Is it through, you know, conflict or through the news? You know, what ways are they healthy and serving you? Or is there another way that would be healthier for you of going out for a walk, going out for a hike, going out for a drive, going, you know, trying a different restaurant, something that is different to have some sense of adventure and in change in your life to create new experiences that are positive. So creating this list of healthy ways to soothe and comfort yourself, you know, connecting with a neighbor or a friend or meditating or taking a nap, journaling, reflecting on what you're grateful for, something that it's humor, you know, humorous, allowing yourself to play and be light. So building up this list for yourself of healthy ways to meet your needs, you know, is it a cup of tea? Is it going out to play golf? Is it, you know, bird watching? Is it anything, right? We're all different. So just being in inquiry and exploring and trying new things to create a new adventure for yourself or your partner if you're in a relationship. And you know, truly believe that couples that travel together, they and play together, they grow together. They have a better chance of staying together. There is a lot of trust that it has developed in getting to know your partner and loved one through the uncertainty of adventures and traveling and all different situations that come up. So adventure awaits you. So check in and see what doubt, what story, what fear is getting in the way from your next adventure of investing in yourself, of starting a business, of taking a trip, getting back out there in the dating world, taking a new class. Whatever it is, those are just a few things that come to mind, but whatever it is for you, and just know that it's waiting for you, that, you know, ask yourself, whatever it is, you know, if you want to write a book, whatever comes to mind, something that you've always wanted to do, ask yourself, if not now, then when? There's never a perfect time. There's never a perfect time to do any of these things, because when you wait, then it passes you by. So when you have that magical thought, that inspiration, something that is calling you, an adventure, a journey that speaks to your soul, something that you are passionate about, I encourage you to go for it. to take that risk. There is risk in everything. So when you can take that leap of faith, just like you do when getting on a plane or getting in the car or, you know, taking a bite of food, there is risk in anything. So go for it and take yourself to the edge of that next step, just that very next step. And what is that? What is it for you? That one thing. And if you are looking for trying something new, you want to look into maybe yoga nidra or an embodiment practice or trying breath work, I invite you to go check out at my new website. There are lots of new things that are coming out from the back end, and they're kind of dripping out to check back into the website. It's a journey, and you can, you know, have an adventure just exploring what is there for you. If it's a breathwork class, again, yoga nidra, try that. The pre-orders are going on now for the embodiment course, as well as the yoga nidra recordings with myself. And there's also a journal that is coming out for pre-order. So if you love to journal, or maybe you journaled in the past and that routine has gotten away from you and you'd like to bring that back in, or maybe journaling is new to you and you would like to begin to have that accountability and that growth and that place to release, to explore, to get to know yourself even better, and just allow yourself to have whatever to come out on the pages and see what journey or adventure awaits you on the blank canvas of life that you have in front of you to be able to create. In love and light, namaste.